Upselling is a sales technique used to create more revenue by offering add-ons, extra products, or services to a customer or client. Usually it involves marketing a higher-end product or service to the customer, suggesting other products alongside their purchase or offering other items they may be interested in that are unrelated to the product being purchased. This is often aligned with cross-selling. When implementing upselling in the workplace, there are several types and techniques to consider. Outlined below are some of the techniques regularly used today. Offering a premium version of a product sold at several levels of quality caters to a range of budgets, ensuring the full potential of the market is reached, but still offers products that would be considered premium quality. Products of a higher quality are seen as more desirable and sought after, thus giving the opportunity to set the product at a higher price point. A good example of this would be a florist. Many florists will sell flowers at different price points and levels of quality, and have individual flowers at different price points depending on their scarcity and desirability. Customization allows a customer control over certain aspects of the final product, such as offering a choice of colors of a phone or, taking another step up from that, offering the premium or newer version of that phone in a wider range of colors. This may encourage customers to purchase a product at a higher price point to make it feel more personal. Vans and Converse, for example, offer the opportunity to almost completely design your own shoe. Creating this personalized experience gives the customer a chance to design a one-of-a-kind product that represents them and offer the sense of exclusivity. Services, professional or support, can be offered at an extra charge or as part of customer care. This can aid in building a lasting relationship with your customer to ensure return custom. For example, Apple offers two AppleCare Plus options. Dependent on the plan you choose, you'll get unlimited accidental incident cover and up to two theft or loss incidents, each subject to a discounted fee every 12 months. Risk coverage or insurance can be offered alongside a product. This is especially common with more expensive products. TVs, phones, and computers, for example, would be sold under warranty. Often questioning the durability and longevity of products can encourage upsells, be that insurance, a warranty extension, or protective items such as cases. Complementary items, sometimes known as cross-selling, is when the customer is offered a product, service, or add-on to their purchase that complements the product. When buying a handbag, the customer could be offered a matching purse, or when purchasing a new phone, the customer may be offered a case, screen protector, or even insurance. This could be especially helpful in commission-based roles, in which the salesperson also gains from the upsell. This can be used as a motivational factor to push upselling in the workplace while increasing cash flow within the business. Popular items. Offering popular items that are not complementary to the product, perhaps as part of an offer, for example, a customer spends £30 on various healthcare items and at the checkout is offered a newly released bottle of high-end perfume at a discounted rate as part of a promotion. Offering items that a customer may not have noticed or considered needing can increase the price point of the sale. This is also applicable online, as more online stores have begun to add "Did you see?" sections. This can suggest related products, discounted products, or new, unrelated products. Priority items are, for the seller, a strategic priority. Items such as store credit cards that create a lasting relationship with the customer are widely used across many larger companies. Argos, for example, subject to credit checks, offer customers an Argos credit card. This allows orders to be paid on finance with an additional APR, increasing the overall profit per item purchased while giving customers the financial freedom to place larger orders and spread the cost over several months. Implementing this, of course, comes with its own risk to the company. The potential for unpaid orders is present, however, is recoverable. Upselling can be used to create more revenue within a company. It can also be used as an incentive in the workplace. Setting targets for a team or an individual, especially those that come with a reward, can be a motivating factor. This plays into the hierarchy of needs, which is shown to increase employee retention and productivity. Starbucks, for example, sets targets for its stores in each area based on upsells. Each store during the autumn season is tasked with selling as many pumpkin spiced cookies as possible during a set period. At the end of that period, the store that sold the highest quantity is awarded a £1,000 bonus to share among the team. This monetary bonus is recognized as a motivational factor to push the team to achieve their sales goals. Using this example, implementing upsells into your daily sales should be a simple way to increase revenue and move stock while challenging and motivating your employees. The majority of businesses will only break even or make a small profit before upsells. Upselling can make up around 50% of total profit. For example, selling our subscription service for $39.99 a month, the customer signs up and is offered a one-time upgrade for $197. This gives them access to extra resources within the service. If $30,000 is made in sales, $20,000 of that would be the monthly subscription and $10,000 would come from the one-time fee. This works out as a 50% revenue increase with almost no extra work for us.